Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Cleveland, Ohio native and a great jazz clarinetist and tenor saxophonist, Ken Peplowski. We are honored to bring you another fine hour of Neon Jazz. That was the 2011 song Rum and Coca-Cola off his CD called In Search Of. And Ken has been finding his jazz ways quite well on his exploratory jaunt into that swing idiom. Way back in those early Cleveland days, he would gig with his trumpet brother, Ted, doing many local radio and TV appearances, along with Polish dances and weddings every weekend, mostly all throughout high school. After a year of college, Ken joined the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra under the direction of Buddy Morrow. From there, he met Sonny Stitt while he was on the road with the Dorsey outfit, and he studied with him. That was huge for him. From there, he would eventually get hired and work for his idol, Benny Goodman, and he had great stories about that. Since 1980, Ken has been in New York City, and he has played on all kinds of stage settings and in different flavors like Dixieland, avant-garde, and, as we mentioned, swing. To date, he has recorded approximately 50 CDs as a soloist and over 400 as a sideman with cats like Charlie Byrd, Mel Torme, Rosemary Clooney, Hank Jones, Peggy Lee, Woody Allen, Benny Goodman, and even Madonna. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz full of stories, Ken talked about how he lays out the blueprint for an album.
I will literally wake up in the morning with the whole thing mapped out in my head. So somewhere in my subconscious, like all these things I've been working on for the year kind of sort themselves out, and I've got the whole arc, you know, even the sequencing and everything. And I usually try to schedule some gigs with the people I'm going to record with right before so we can play them live, and when we go into the studio, we're ready to go.
It was great to get to know Ken and have him on the show. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe DiMino, coming to you from a dreamy world championship town that brought the world the likes of Charlie Parker and the all-night swing sessions, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, here to make all your jazz dreams come true. And in honor of this very day of recording, May 4, 2016, we pay homage to Star Wars, science fiction, and jazz. Essentially, may the 4th be with you. This is Maynard Ferguson doing his magic on the Star Wars theme, and man, it sounds good. Up, up, and away. May the Force be with you, kids.
Ken Peplowski, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, some of the greatest sounds you will ever hear.
You can have all of the moonlight in the whole wide world. Just give me a little old street light in Brooklyn. Why, a tropical isle is not all it's supposed to be. Just for me, I'd rather have my little bleacher seat. Come on, you Dodgers. In Brooklyn, I want to hear the rumble of the tracks, the subways, and the trolley cars, while the lighted windows in the towers are worth more than a million stars. You can have all of the moonlight in the whole wide world. But as for me, just give me that little old street light, a little street light in Brooklyn.
That was songwriter and orchestral leader of the big band era of the 30s to 50s, Al Trace, with his Musicians, with the song A Street Light in Brooklyn. I love that name. It's a sobering thought. This Chicago native played professional baseball before going into music. His first jobs during the early 20s was playing the drums and singing with a handful of bands, and by 1933 he had formed his own outfit. He would go on to become a regular on the Chicago-based It Pays to Be Ignorant show, one of the most popular programs of the era, referenced as the golden age of radio. This cat lived a long, cool existence all the way up to the age of 92. Off a very new 2016 CD called Some Other Time, here's the great Bill Evans with the song You Go to My Head. You know? Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Israels. Listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino and enjoy the afternoon.
from a family that has jazz in their gene pool. That was the combo of Dewey Redman and Joshua Redman in 2015 with the song Echo Prayer off the CD African Venus. So Dewey is a sax player and the son of Joshua Redman. He is in the realm of free jazz as a band leader and has played with cats like Ornette Coleman and Keith Jarrett. And he is also the nephew of big band arranger Don Redman. Joshua Redman, on the other hand, is also a sax man and a composer. He's out of Berkeley, California. And after he won the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Saxophone Competition in 91, the sky was the limit and he continues to captivate audiences. And recently, in early 2016, he was here in Kansas City. Speaking of KC, we got a bit of that flair here from the early days. This is Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with the tune Walkin' Swingin' as we are around here next on this hustling hour of Neon Jazz.
Ian Hendrickson Smith here, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
Da, 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 da. One, two, one, two, three, four.
When I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out till 2:45, or would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? I could be handy in mending a fuse, or when your lights have gone, you can hit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday morning, go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Or will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck, and Dave. Thank you. send me a postcard, drop me a line stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Dressing to pay me, or silver and gray me? When you false tooth me, gin and vermouth me. When I get to be 64.
That was another duo on the program. Jazz guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and band leader John Pizzarelli with his brother double bassist Martin Pizzarelli. And that was their take on the Beatles' When I'm 64 via their 1999 CD. So John has had a long and successful career recording and performing, a total of 23 albums on his own and many other joint recordings with his father, Bucky Pizzarelli. He has also appeared on more than 40 albums with the likes of Paul McCartney, James Taylor, and Rosemary Clooney. Man, that's a lineup. Martin has been on many albums himself in a swing trio teamed up with pianist Ray Kennedy and the great Larry Fuller. From the Power of Jazz group featuring Gary Bartz, Buster Williams, Al Foster, and Larry Williams. This is The Heads of State, circa 2015, with the song Impressions off their CD Search for Peace.
Hi, this is Joanne Weaver, and you're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love laughed at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold are all you can hold is in a moonbeam. Or no one is poor. Long love is sure on the street of dreams. Love left at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Nobody is poor. Long love is sure on the street of dreams.
That was jazz vocalist Mary Stallings with the song Street of Dreams off the 2016 CD Live at the Village Vanguard. Mary is the mother of R&B soul singer Adriana Evans and a native of San Francisco. She was one of 11 siblings and started her life off singing in the black gospel choir of the First African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. In her teens, she hit the San Francisco area nightclubs with cats like Ben Webster, Cal Jader, Earl Hines, Red Mitchell, and others, including the Montgomery Brothers. From another duo, a theme here at this point, this is Jimmy McPartland and Bobby Hackett with their Dixieland flavor. This is the 1953 tune Eccentric off their LP Shades of Bix as we angle this jazz Zeppelin towards a soft landing.
Wonderful Joe DiNino. Hey, the great guy. Tune in. Thank you.
led by Iowa native, saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, composer, and educator Dick Oates. That was the song Stevie R. And in that vein, we will wrap up this hour of jazz together with the Park Lane Orchestra circa 1927 with the tune Sweeter Than You. And thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude that always has the fourth in his favor as the Skywalker of this broadcast galaxy. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Give us a story, an anecdote, or a song suggestion. We always dig hearing from you. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until we meet again, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.